Last night I watched The Deep House, which is kind of an interesting horror movie from maybe 2021, a few years ago. It concerns a pair of, they're not actually, are they divers? I don't know. They're kind of like, I guess they're kind of like ghost hunters in a way. They like to find old creepy houses and check them out or something. I don't know exactly. It's never clear exactly what their deal is, but basically the setup is they find out about this house that's it was built in this area somewhere in France, like out in I guess not really the countryside, but like kind of, I don't know, it's like a vacation kind of spot. This area that was flooded, I guess, many years ago, and how the house was completely flooded, and it still exists underwater. So they dive down to this house and explore it, and most of the movie takes place underwater, which is, to me, the most impressive thing about the whole movie, is that they shot a feature underwater, and it's frightening. Like, it's a good horror movie. It's solid. I don't know how much was actually shot underwater. It looked like a lot of it was. I think they may have done dry for wet for a few of the shots, but as far as I could tell, most of this movie takes place underwater and was indeed shot underwater. So I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they pulled it off, but it's a cool movie. It's technically found footage, actually, but it's a really strong found footage movie. It's sort of like, you kind of don't even notice it at a certain point. I even had the thought, like, yeah, this is found footage, but I wasn't, I mean, I was conscious of it, because right from the beginning, you know, it's this couple filming themselves. That sounds dirty, but it's not. It's this couple filming, they're kind of like adventurers, and I don't know, I was sort of like, I don't really know about this, but I stuck with it. I think the directors, did a really nice job. They also wrote the script, collaborated with two other writers, or two other people on it. And the writer-directors are, I can never remember their names, Alexander Bustillo, I forget the other guy's name. Anyway, it's the pair behind Inside. They made Livid, they made Leatherface, and they made this. Those are, I think, the four movies that I've seen of theirs. There is some gore in this, but it's sort of tastefully done. It's not overly gory. I like that there are some vibes happening early on, but it's never clear. It doesn't become clear that it's a ghost story until maybe like halfway through the movie. I think it kind of works. I think ghosts kind of work underwater. They're kind of spooky. I mean, you do have that moment, which is hard to avoid. And in a lot of horror, you see it in a lot of horror movies now, and I kind of understand, because I think it can be hard to avoid. That's what I'm trying to say. It can be hard to avoid this moment where you say, oh, okay, this is what this is. Because, like, part of the tension, part of the suspense that is part of the buildup is you don't know what the deal with this house is going to be. And when you find out it's haunted, it's, I don't know, I sort of had the thought, like, okay, it's a haunted house movie, which I like. It's overdone, but I do like it if it's done well. The twist here is that it's underwater. The house is underwater. The haunted house is underwater. I liked some of the visuals, especially early on, when they're sort of discovering this room in the cellar. And it's kind of blocked off by this large crucifix. But then they find a pentagram. And they find that they're, like, filming equipment. And they find these two bodies hanging from chains. And they have these medieval torture masks on. I thought that whole section was kind of, like, really cool. And then when you finally see the little boy, at first it's creepy, but then there's one shot of the little boy kind of like being a ghost, and I was sort of like, oh, okay, this is what this movie is, and that's really the moment that I'm talking about. But then the movie does continue to change, and it does go some places that are perhaps unexpected, and it remains scary. So it's a solid horror movie, and it part of this its solidity is that it stays scary and interesting throughout. There are some creative things that they do in it. I'm not going to call them twists, but it's just it gets into psychological horror, which can be really interesting. And I thought it was sort of interesting the way it was done here.